Hello.
Hi, this is Mikhaila from customer support, returning your call.
Okay, hold on just a second.
Okay.
Customer support.
This is for Advanced Gadget.
Ma'am?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am,
Hello?
you left. Yes, you left your number for a callback earlier. We're calling back to see how we could assist you.
Okay. Well, I'm calling in regards to a charge that was made on my debit card that I did not approve of.
Okay, I could take a look into it for you. Could you provide me with your zip code?
85730.
Okay, and what's your first and last name?
Tricia Baird.
Okay, one moment. Okay, and could you confirm your shipping address for security purposes?
7123 East Lakeside Drive, Tucson, Arizona. 85730.
Okay, just a moment. Okay, so I do see on September the 15th is when this account was opened. It looks like you signed up for the welcoming gift, which was the tactical bag. Do you recall
okay.
that?
Yes,
yes,
remember
ma'am.
The tactical bag.
Okay,
but
so
it was supposed to be free for shipping, and I just paid for the shipping and handling, but I was charged for a membership fee.
Correct, yes, ma'am, because that item is a welcoming gift for joining the Consumer Direct Savings Store. In the terms and conditions, you basically agree that you will also be charged for your first month membership, unless you call in and cancel.
Okay, well, did not see that. Can you email that information to me, please?
I can give you the web link. As a third party, we don't have the ability to send out emails.
Okay, and the website?
It is HTTPS.
What was that again? I'm sorry.
So it's coolgadgetyoucanbuy.com.
Cool gadget.
You can buy.com.
Okay.
Yes, and I do see that the charges were declined, so that automatically cancels out the account. There won't be any attempts to bill going further. I can give you a confirmation number that this account was canceled. Would you like to take that number down?
Yes, I would, please.
Okay, so just let me know when you're ready.
I am ready.
So it is C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
262.
Mm-hmm.
445.
Uh-huh.
601.
Okay.
Yes,
well,
and ma'am?
Go ahead. Go
yes,
ahead.
Yes, I was just going to say that number just confirms your account was canceled and there won't be any future charges.
Okay, so why is my bank stating that the amount of $56.95 will be going back out to you people on or after December 5th?
One moment, let me take a look. Okay, that's because you disputed the charge. What happens is when you dispute the charge, they contact us, we inform them of our terms and conditions, and they deem the charge is valid, so it results in a chargeback. We don't have any control over the chargeback. That's something that the banking institution does. And
no.
we would have been able to provide you with the refund if you would have contacted us first, but due to the fact that you contacted, that you did put a dispute on it, they charged it back.
Okay, I did contact you people, and I told you whatever it was to cancel it. And then I go back in and find another charge. So that's when I went in to dispute it.
Do you know when you contacted us?
I was back in, goodness gracious. Well, the dispute was that I filed was October 24th. So it would have been the first part of October.
Okay, one second. So we don't have any record of a call from you in our system. We do record all of our calls and notate all of our calls. We only see, I see that you looks like you called in earlier today, but the chargeback was already in our system, so there would have been nothing we could do.
Okay. Well, yeah. What is that? Does it say the gentleman's name that I spoke to when I called in earlier?
Yes, it's says you spoke with John Kent.
John Kent?
Mm-hmm.
That's K-E-N-T-E or?
K-E-N-T.
T. Okay. Mm-hmm. John Kent. Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, that guy was a jerk. He needs to be taken off your customer service.
I'm sorry about that. But I do assure you all of our calls are recorded, and our supervisors definitely listen back to these calls. So if he was, you know, rude to you or you had any issue with him, it will definitely be listened to and handled accordingly.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So what are we going to do about this $56.95?
So I'm just checking to see if there's anything that I can do for you due to the fact that it is in chargeback right now. Typically when a charge is in chargeback and it hasn't been all the way charged back, we can't touch it because it, like I said, it's in the bank's hand. But if you give me just a moment, I'm going to check with someone and see if we can do something for you. I'm just going to place you on a brief hold. That's okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for your patience. So I did reach out to someone and see if there was something more we can do, but unfortunately, once that chargeback is put into place, there's nothing that we can do.
Okay, so once you receive it, you can send it back to my account. That's one thing you can do.
No, ma'am. We wouldn't have the ability to do that due to the fact that it was charged back by the bank and you put in a dispute on it, so we wouldn't have the ability to refund it anymore at this point.
Okay.
We don't even have the option to do it.
I'm going down to my bank tomorrow to give them this information. And your name is, please?
My name is Mikayla.
Mikayla, can you spell that for me, please?
Yes, ma'am. That is M-A-H-K-Y-L-A.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So thank you for contacting customer support, and you have a great day.
Okay. Yep. Thank you.